Now, John S. Doyle is here with It Says in the Papers.
More first-time buyers chasing an even more limited supply of houses means the property market supply problems are getting even worse. So says the Irish Independent in its lead story. Mark Keenan writes that first-time buyers now make up 81% of purchases of average three-bedroom semi-detached houses in Dublin. Meanwhile, the government has been urged to delay a long-awaited overhaul of the planning system after senior planners found that key parts of the new regime were unworkable. That's according to the Irish Times lead story by Arthur Beasley. The intervention came from the Irish Planning Institute, which represents more than 1,000 private and public sector planners. The Irish Examiner leads with a report that schools across the country have warned the Department of Education that they are at or near full capacity, following efforts to accommodate children fleeing the war in Ukraine in recent months. Jess Casey writes that some schools reported emerging problems, including trauma-related issues, undiagnosed additional needs, and behaviour and communication difficulties. Today is Blue Monday, according to the lead headline on the Irish Sun. The nation has hit fever pitch, Adam Higgins reports, as the Republic of Ireland soccer team prepares to take on World Cup finalist France in Dublin tonight. For the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Mail, the main story is the so-called Kerry Babies case of almost 40 years ago. The papers highlight the comments of a solicitor for two people detained last week over the murder of baby John in 1984. He said he has serious concerns with the reasoning behind the arrests and the way Gardaí went about their investigation of the unsolved murder of the five-day-old baby. As the Times reports, Gardaí are awaiting tests on DNA samples taken from the couple. The Independent quotes their legal adviser, Padraig O'Connell, who is described as a high-profile Kerry solicitor, as saying, "Proving they are the parents is one thing, but that doesn't prove anything. Since when did having matching DNA allow someone to be an alleged murderer?" The Times and Examiner give much space to the Labour Party's annual conference at the weekend. One of the most interesting things about it, writes Jennifer Bray in The Times, was the age profile of the members. Young age, that is. She says there is evidence in Labour of green shoots among younger voters. Much will depend on the party's success or otherwise in next year's local elections, writes Paul Hosford in The Examiner. Success on the farm is pictured on The Examiner's front page. Don McMonagall's photograph shows Hugh O'Donoghue and his two sons with their sheep Lily, who gave birth to quadruplet lambs on their farm in Killarney at the weekend. It's the second year in a row she has given birth to four lambs. Flock stars, says the headline.